This is Tim and Liz.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
And our guest in the studio is Helen Daniel from the Wildlife Trust. She is the fundraising officer. Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for having me on the show.
You're welcome. You are, or Wildlife Trust, are Cambridge 105 Radio's Charity of the Month for December.
We are.
And so we've been hearing from various different people in your organisation over the last week or so, or a couple of weeks, and we'll continue to do so for the next week as well. It's your turn to come in and see us today.
I know, lucky me. Bit of a sore throat this morning, so bear
with
me.
There's a lot going around, as there always is at this time
of
the year.
Absolutely.
So your role as fundraising officer,
that's right.
What does that entail in a nutshell? I guess it's raising money.
Yeah, it is. There's a little bit of everything, bit of a jill of all trades, I guess. But it's quite varied, which is really interesting and obviously good for me because it means I get to do loads of things. So I guess my primary focus is the fundraising, but also I look after the corporate membership scheme for our corporate members that we have about 60 of across the Beds, Cams and Northants area. So, they're my primary focuses. Yeah, so looking after the admin side and answering questions to our corporates, that sort of thing, yeah. And also, of course, volunteering, getting people involved with the volunteering scheme we do.
How long have you been in your job for?
I've been here about 3.5 years now and it's gone amazingly quickly. Yeah. I guess that shows how lovely it is to be at the Trust.
Well, time flies when you're having fun. And what brought you to the Trust in the first place?
Oh, because I'm a huge fan of wildlife, nature, environmental causes, and I've been doing bits and pieces as a volunteer for many years now. And I've been in the charity sector for quite a long time.
Right.
Won't say how long, but too long now. And so the job came up here to do everything I want to do. So it helps me get involved with nature, get to see lovely nature, help other people get enthusiastic about nature. And also bring in my fundraising skills. So it's a perfect job really for me.
Yeah. So you're based in Camborne.
That's right.
And your offices and the nature reserve in Camborne have been there, just overhearing what you were saying to Liz, there since Camborne was created, I guess.
Since the nature reserve, it was part of the deal. So I believe is that
Campbell's nearly 20 years old now, so
the site, I'm pretty sure we've been there for sort of 11-12 years, something like that. The actual offices on the site, because obviously it took time for everything to build up and the reserve to be put together as splendidly as it is.
So that there was, you were saying to Liz that there was a deal as part of Campbell where they'll give you your offices and you'll manage the reserve.
I guess I don't know too much about that site because obviously I came in a lot further on, but I know that we look after the nature reserve there.
And that's not, sadly, not as common now with newer developments. They don't build those sorts of things into
absolutely. I think people who live in Camborne are incredibly lucky because it's a fantastic site. It's really big. It's just not something you naturally see at the back of what's basically a housing estate, I guess. So it's fantastic there. There's loads of walks to do. It's just such a large area. So people there, you should go out and see it.
Yeah. Well, actually, having thought of it, so I live in Camborne. Having thought about what you said, I must have done because I do walk around Camborne. I've walked dogs and I've cycled around. But it's all over Camborne. It's not just in one specific place.
It's quite.
Oh, well, I will have done
that. Yeah, and then it's amazing to see the water there as well. I mean,
the lakes.
Don't expect to see that at the back of. I know my friends just moved from there actually, but I know I used to visit her and walk out, and she'd say, "Oh, let's just go for a walk." And this is before I joined the Trust, and I thought, "Okay, where are we going to walk?" You know, this is a housing estate, but then I just walked at the back of a house and it was just there. It was incredible.
Oh, there are some great lakes and they've got some great names as well.
Yeah.
There's a Wamping Willow Lake, Liz.
Oh, brilliant.
She's a great name.
Yeah.
One of your facets with your role is that you do look after corporate people.
Yes, that's right.
So how important is it for the Wildlife Trust to have those partnerships with corporate companies?
Very, very important, because obviously it's a big strand of what we do. It brings lots of that much needed money, and we couldn't manage the reserves, we couldn't go and buy more land or look after more land or just get everybody involved and people out into nature if we didn't have those vital funds coming in. And corporates yeah, they can get involved in loads of ways. They could be a member. They could come out and doing a wild work day with us, which they pay per head to come along and do that with us. Just loads of things they could come and do. They could sponsor a reserve or a bit of a reserve, or you know, renaming signs. You know, lots and lots of things that they could do to get involved.
Because currently you look after 125 sites, is that right?
That's right. I think it's a little bit more than that, actually. Yes, yeah, it's at least 125. That's right.
So yeah, always...
And that's over three sites. That's over three counties.
Three counties, yeah.
So obviously, I hadn't thought before about businesses getting involved with team building days.
Yes.
And things like that. It's obviously a really good idea.
Yeah. It's great because instead of just having, I don't know, a meeting inside or just going for, you know, I don't know, people might want to do go-karting or they might want to do bowling or something. But, you know, we've all done that. Well, if we're lucky enough to get out and do those things with our work colleagues. But this is doing something for those who want to get outside, get the fresh air, have some exercise, talk to their friends in an environment or colleagues, friends and colleagues, that they wouldn't normally talk to outside because they're in a different team, they're doing something different, and that just gets people looking at things in a different way.
It's a totally different environment, isn't
sure.
it? And obviously when you're doing something, you're obviously putting something back.
Yes.
You know, you're helping the
Absolutely.
Environment, which makes you feel good. And like you say, also you're surrounded by nature, which must kind of just give you a different perspective
yes.
on things.
Yeah, it's really good. I mean, you can do loads of different things. You just, things that I wouldn't have thought of before I joined the trust and got involved in it, but you can do things like removing tree guards. You know, trees, they need the tree guards and then they outgrow them. They don't need them anymore. So we need somebody to take those tree guards off so that they can keep growing healthily. You can do things like hay raking, get on a good old pitchfork and do your hay raking. That's really good fun. People seem to love doing that. Clearing pathways, clearing the scrub off it, coppicing. Coppicing's really popular too.
Yeah, we were talking about coppicing because I was like, what is that?
I did it with the trust for a day. It's sort of hard work. So we're cutting bits of branches and trees down to the ground, and then we have a big old bonfire, burn it, sit around the bonfire and, you know, have your cup of tea, and then just see the difference you made. And then where you couldn't see before, you can now see, and it's just really good habitat management.
It's interesting, isn't it? I mean, I think that obviously businesses can get involved in lots of different ways.
Yeah.
Like you said, they can sponsor a reserve, which is a lovely idea, or part of it, if they're interested in a particular, I don't know, bird or butterfly or insect.
Or frog or anything. Yeah, loads of the nature out there is just incredible to see. Yeah, lots of things you wouldn't think you're going to see on, or even, you know, fungi, loads of fungi you'll see on trees. You know, just incredible things. Yeah.
So tell us more about the wild work days that you offer for these companies.
Yeah. Well, you'd come on a typical day, you'd meet about 9:45, something like that. And then everybody'd meet, sign in, there'd be a little bit of a welcome, and then the day would probably start about 10. So there would be, it would run sort of 10 till 4-ish, 10 till 3:30. And then you would do something like the coppicing or the hay raking, something like that. All your risk assessments and everything is all taken care of, so you don't have to worry about that. Your signing in sheets and the plan for the day, you'd have that in advance, so everything's taken care of. You basically have to turn up with your team. It could be 8 of you, could be 15 of you. We even ran one for the Cambridge University Press in Cambridge that we had 33 people come along. So that was quite a challenge to get everybody organised doing what they were doing. But it was just great fun. They had a fantastic time. They brought their entire legal team out. So that was a great day. So everything's organised, as I say, and then you just come along, pitch in, do as much or as little as you wanted. Obviously, the more you do, the better it is for the reserve and the environment. But if you just want to, you know, if you're not used to being out doing active stuff, we can find a task for you doing that. And just enjoy yourself. And there'll be a night, you bring your sandwiches along or whatever you wanted to bring along, and you'd probably have that around the bonfire or sitting together with your friends. We boil the kettle. We've got Kelly kettles, and you'd come along and have a cup of tea, and biscuits are provided. And then, you know, it's not hard work. It's not a route march. You just come along, do what you want to do. Obviously supervised by our staff, so everything's nice and safe. We provide all the equipment and the tools. It's just great to get involved with your team, doing something different. Real sense of fun and achievement at the end of the day. And of course it's a win-win, really, because you get a nice healthy active day out in the nature reserve that you probably wouldn't go to normally. We get some funds for the trust, the environment benefits from the work you've done, everybody wins.
Yeah.
So name some of the reserves that you look after.
Well,
that we'd know
in the Cambridge, I think you had Becky and Ian in from Trumpington Meadows. That's really great, huge nature reserve. So we do lots of Wellbutt days there. There's Brampton Wood, which is an ancient wood.
I think I've been there.
Oh, it's fantastic. Really ancient. I don't ask me how long it's been there. It's really ancient. Cambourne Reserve, of course. Fulbourne Fen, which is near Arm Holdings. They come out and do Wellbutt days with us as well. They're a corporate partner of ours. So, yeah, they bring out people. Yeah, loads of reserves around.
And Grafham Water, is that one?
Yeah, Grafham Water is one of our reserves as well. Yeah, right where there's a nature reserve right on the site next to which you probably wouldn't know was the reserve, but if you just go and have a cup of tea there, you know, yeah. That's one of our reserves too. Lots of work goes on there.
And is there a reason why, because you say you're partnered with two other counties?
Yes.
Is that the same around the whole country? Are there groups, or does it depend on how many reserves there are in those areas? Or
yeah, I mean, there are 40, if I got this right, I think there are 47 wildlife trusts around. Some might be just, like the Yorkshire Wildlife Trust is one, for example, and then you might have the Devon Wildlife Trust. So it depends. We've got three areas, three counties rather, in our little holding. And there might be others like that. Depends how big the area is and what the history is as well of the area.
Yeah, because I think actually in Cambridge, obviously, we're lacking Cambridgeshire. We don't have, obviously, huge lakes or mountains or hills or woodland.
Or even that much woodland, as you say.
No, there's apparently, I don't know, our county is one of the, the least amount of trees.
Yes.
In the whole country. Yeah. But so our nature reserves are really important because they're the small bits of spaces that we do have.
Absolutely.
That are wild and that we can still go and visit and see things.
Yeah.
Because otherwise we'd be a bit starved for
that
around
here. Obviously one of the trusts and the Wildlife Trust's bigger aims is to link those pockets together other charities work on this too as partners, but to link those different areas, reserves together so that wildlife has a chance to mingle, to go from one to the other, to get what they need at different times. Otherwise, nature couldn't survive just in one little pocket, or certain species could, but not everything. You need a linked up approach. So that's one of the things that Trust is doing.
Oh, I see. So you work together to get that.
Yeah, so everybody can play a part though. It's gardens as well. It's people in their back gardens. You know, people like me, you put a bird box up, or you put a bat box up, or something like that. You link, if your neighbour does that and you do, and a hedgehog highway. Have you heard of hedgehog highways?
Oh,
they're just little, basically you just cut a hole in your fence so that hedgehogs could come through your garden and travel through the fence to the next door neighbour's garden.
Because, simple as that.
Yeah, simple as that, because, I'm just picking this as an example, but hedgehogs travel, they can travel miles. I think it's something like 2 or 3 miles a night. And if they're stuck in a fenced area or they can't get through, where they're going to go? How are they going to meet other hedgehogs? How are they going to breed? So you just, that's one thing people can do, just cut a little hole in the fence. There's loads of advice on the website. On websites, on the internet, that's something I'd really encourage people to do.
That's lovely, actually, that everybody can do something.
Everybody can put a bird, most people can put a bird box up, or you even get ones that stick to the window, to your window. If you haven't got a garden and you're in a flat or something, you can even get a bird box to attach to your window. There's so much you could do. You can always feed something or, do your bit, or be a member. Come and be a member of the trust.
And you do younger members as well, don't
you? Yes, there's a Wildlife Watch, for the younger, for kids that are interested, and get them involved and get them out and doing something rather than sitting at home on the computer.
So on a more link to your specific job, if there's anybody listening from a company and they'd like to get involved with the corporate side of things, how can they do that?
Yeah, well, you can just go on the website, wildlifebcn.org, or you can, on my phone number, you can ring the office, 01954 713 500. You can go on the website, phone us, email us, anyways, just get in touch. We'd be really pleased to hear from people who are interested, or even if you've never done anything before and you don't know where to start, give us a ring. Mm-hmm. There's always somebody to help.
And we'll have that info as well, will we, on our...
We'll pop it on the details on our podcast. Yeah, you mentioned ARM and Cambridge University Press are two that are involved. You got something from those? Because we're going to have a representative from both of those at one point today. So you've got a little testimonial from those.
Yeah, absolutely. Testimonial. So this is... It says the marketing team have volunteered to work with the Wildlife Trust every year for the past 7 to 8 years. In that time, we've been hay raking in Trumpington Meadows, bird hide painting at Grafham Water, fence building at Fulham Fen, and Fulbourne Fen, I beg your pardon, and have removed tree guards in Camborne. But by far the favourite task is coppicing at Brampton Wood, which we've done 3 times. Coppicing an area of woodland is very satisfying, and it's great to be out in the fresh air for a day, getting some exercise and working together to achieve something really tangible and worthwhile. I would recommend it to managers over any kind of manufactured team building activity. That it helps an environmental charity, given all the pressures currently affecting the natural world, is an added bonus. And that's from the head of channel marketing at the Academic Publishing, Tristan.
Yeah, Tristan, and that's at Cambridge University Press, and his colleague came as on one as well. I'll just read another short one out. This feedback is just typical of the feedback we get from people who come out to do the Wild Bird Days. They just love it. This is from Dr. Kat Halliday. Again, this is at Cambridge University Press, and she said, "We always come back inspired about the conservation work and closer as a team. I'd recommend it to anyone. The days are hard work, but a lot of fun too, and the sense of achievement is well worth a few aching muscles." I just think that's brilliant to say that. So yeah, it was hard, but we loved it. It's really great.
Brilliant. Well, thank you for coming in and telling us a bit more about that side of the Wildlife Trust. It's something I'd never really thought about. And as you say, you don't really, but definitely get along. And next time I'm wandering around Camborne, I'll take a bit more notice of what's going on around me.
And we look forward to seeing you. Thanks so much for having me on. Thank you.
And I think, Helen, that instead of having Christmas parties, if you introduced a bit of mulled wine in there, I can see many businesses taking that up.
That's an idea. Write that one down, take it away with you. Thank you, Helen.
Thank you.